Now that the feds have reduced interest rates, many of you might be wondering, should I be focusing on paying off debt? Or should I save more? Or is now the time to invest? Let's talk about it. Welcome to Wealth and Wisdom Together with Weslia and Willa.
This is the podcast that empowers you to unleash your steward identity, transform your money mindset, and engage the habits to manage money confidently, live life purposefully, and build wealth intentionally.
So sit back and relax as we dig deeper into wealth and wisdom together.
Hey, family, welcome to another episode of Wealth and Wisdom Together. We are so glad that you are tuning in today. If you are new here, we believe in the power of walking in your steward identity on your unique path to financial fulfillment. But let's get one thing straight. Your steward identity is about more than just money. It's a way of life. It's rooted in knowing who God is, understanding who you are in Christ, and letting the Holy Spirit guide you through the three pillars of financial fulfillment. Managing money confidently, living life purposefully, and building wealth intentionally. So today, we're diving into a topic that's incredibly timely, especially with the latest economic news. As many of you may have heard, the Federal Reserve announced this past Wednesday to cut interest rates, lowering its benchmark rate by 0.5% or 0.5 percentage point or 50 basis points. This move affects more than just the stock market or big corporations. It actually impacts your day-to-day financial decisions, like how much you pay in interest on your loans, what you earn in your savings accounts, and even your long-term financial goals. And we're going to get into that in this conversation. So in light of these changes, many of you may be wondering, should I be focusing on paying off my debt now that the interest rates are reduced? Should I be saving more? Or is now the time to invest? And maybe you've got some extra cash from a bonus or a tax refund, or you may have just shored up some extra cash because you have been effectively budgeting and now you have freed up some monies that you can use to help you reach your financial goals. And so if that's you and you're trying to figure out, you know, where will it have the most impact, we're going to have that conversation today. So should you prioritize paying down debt, grow your savings, or investing in the future? Or maybe it's a combination of all three. You're not alone if you're grappling with those questions. And today we're going to walk you through what that Fed rate cut means for you, your personal finances, and help you decide and how you can find that balance that's right for, what do we tell you all the time, your unique financial situation. Personal finance is personal. And so what you do will be different from what somebody else might be doing. So let's break it down and bring some clarity to the decisions ahead for you.
So if you're thinking right now about the interest rate, it's changed. Do I want to pay off my debt or do I want to invest? Let's talk about two paths to consider when you want to make that decision. The first one is the rate of return. Now, this path involves looking solely at the numbers. Mm-hmm. What is the rate of return? What's the most profitable use of your extra money? Since not all debt is created equally, the solution isn't always straightforward. And your solution is going to be uniquely yours. So if you have student loans, mortgage, or other low interest rate debts, you could really profit more by investing rather than seeking to pay those off. But if you move on and you begin to think about your credit card debts, on the other hand, those rates can be higher. They typically come with really high interest rates, 16 to 22 to 25.
Yes.
But now they should be coming down. When you think about those kind of rates, it makes it a little wiser to pay this debt off as soon as possible. The rate of return on paying off a debt like this would often be better than investing that money.
I saw a quote that said that interest rates go up an elevator, but they come down the stairs.
Yes, that makes sense.
Yeah, so like you said, like we feel the impact of it rising
mm-hmm.
much faster than we feel the impact of it coming down.
When we see this prime rate change, we expect that the credit card rates will just jump right in and drop. That doesn't always happen.
No. Mm-mm.
And sometimes you have to reach out to your credit card company to mm-hmm. even get that reduction.
Yeah.
So make sure that you check your credit card interest rates and any other interest rates you have on loans like student loans or mortgages or other lines of credit, and prioritize them when you're thinking about whether or not you should pay off your debt. If any interest rate is higher than 7%, maybe 8%,
prioritizing paying those off.
So you know those credit card ones that are double digit, we want to try and pay those off as quickly as we can.
Exactly. Also, when you think about your student loans, your mortgages, that type of debt, remember that interest rate, those interest rates are tax deductible.
Yes.
So that's why it's when you have the extra money, putting it toward that higher interest rate works in your best interest, because you also have a tax benefit when you are able to write off your mortgage interest as well as your student loan interest. So those are some of the things that you need to consider when you're choosing which debt to focus on with extra money when you're trying to decide whether you're going to pay off debt
or invest.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And another thing that's really important is, how does it make you feel? How does it
yeah.
feel?
Mm-hmm.
When you look more at the numbers overall, how often do you think about your debt? And when you fast forward to the day in the future when you're out of debt, what do you think that's going to make you feel like? So consider that when you are making a decision whether or not you should take those extra dollars that you may have, or your lump sum that you may have gotten, or whatever monies that you have available that you can even make this decision. Think about how it would make you feel to be out of debt.
How does your current debt load make you feel now when yeah. you look at it? Sometimes the weight and the stress of that is enough to say, I know I might be giving up a little bit of the movement in the market, but it's more important for me to get this debt off my back.
Get that weight off of you.
Get that yeah. weight off of you. Exactly.
Yeah. And think about what it frees up mm-hmm. when you pay it off. What mm-hmm. does it feel like to be completely free of that weight
mm-hmm.
that debt has on you? You know, it's important to make the decision that you'll be the happiest with, whether that's the decision of paying off debt or considering applying the money some other way in investing or savings or mm-hmm. whatever decision that you make. Your feelings, how it impacts you, how it makes you feel, is one of the most important considerations that you must always make.
Because if it doesn't bring some type of resolve to you, it's hard for you to stick with the habit
yeah.
that needs to be implemented in order to achieve the goal. And we talked about that in our last episode with habit looping.
Yeah.
So mm-hmm. that is important.
If you do have, I don't know, $500 extra, how is your contingency fund? Or do mm-hmm. you even have an emergency savings?
Mm.
Those dollars, those dollars that you now have that is available, before you invest it, think about whether or not you have a contingency fund or an emergency savings. Ask yourself these questions. How do you feel right now about an emergency happening today and your readiness level to tackle it? Mm. Do you have an emergency fund established? Let's make sure that we have an emergency fund established. What would happen if something did happen? What would you do? And how would you feel about putting your money away in an emergency fund as a strategy? That's protection.
Mm-hmm.
That's protection that'll keep you from increasing your debt
should yes.
an emergency happen, and then you have to charge your way out of it.
Mm-hmm.
You don't want to have to do that. But if you had an emergency savings or contingency fund or out there available for you to cover that unforeseen thing that just comes up, you wouldn't have to charge it. You could pay it off right then.
Yeah.
So as you think about these considerations, what potential emergencies do you worry about the most? Think about that. Is there anything that you think, well, that just might happen. I got to make sure that I have a couple dollars set aside for that. That's a reality. You know what is a greater potential for something to happen. So make sure that you do that. And the worst one, I guess, is what keeps you up at night? What do you worry about at night? It may be a car problem. It may be a home problem. It may be anything, but it could be something that is unforeseen.
Mm-hmm. We have a client who her son is away at school. And one of the things that used to keep her up at night is getting him home, his flights home.
Mm-hmm.
And she always wanted to be positioned so that whenever he needed to come home, even beyond just breaks, Christmas, spring break, stuff like that, if for whatever reason he needed to come home or she needed to send for him to come home, she had money available to do that. So when you think about your emergency fund, a lot of people think about the 3 to 6 months living expenses. And then, of course, the people who follow Dave Ramsey. And the people who follow Dave Ramsey hear the save the $500 or the $1,000 as quick as you can. And I'm not saying that there's anything wrong with that, but I want you to think about it like the questions that Willis said. What are the things that you consider an emergency, and are you able to cover it? And that's a blown tire. You have parents that live out state and you got to get to them. What are your deductibles?
Right.
That's one. How much are your deductibles? What is your deductible on your car? What are your health deductibles? Do you have enough money saved up so that if you got ill, you had a hospitalization, you have oral surgery, you have a car accident, that you can pay the deductibles? Something to think about.
It really is.
That's how you start to build that savings number. And I think we should do an episode on that. I think we should do an episode, Willa, and go deeper.
The emergency funds and contingency, why, the reasons why, the need for them.
Yeah.
Sometimes people are really good at setting aside monies for different things, and then they come in higher.
Yeah.
Where do you get the difference?
Mm-hmm. Well, when is investing a better option? Let's talk about that. Again, we talked about how your mortgage and student loan debt has a set monthly rate. And because, and I mentioned it earlier, that interest rate on those loans are tax deductible, that might influence your decision to invest and not aggressively pay off this debt. But then I also want to remind you and encourage you to say yes to free money. Who does not want free money? Mm. If you currently have debt and are employed by a company that offers a 401k plan, and you're not participating in it because you want to pay off debt, then you are throwing away free money. You are turning away free money by not enrolling.
Yeah.
So saying no to a 401k plan is essentially leaving money on the table. Saving for retirement is so important, and it's also important to at least contribute to the match so that you're getting 100% on your investment. So consider the options that they have. And if, again, if your employer contributes, you want to make sure that you're contributing at least to the amount that your employer will match in order to double your money immediately. It literally is one for one, regardless of the market is doing. If you put in a dollar and your employer's putting in a dollar, that's $2 that you have.
Free money.
Right. So that is an instance when you really want to consider investing. And that's not and I wouldn't even say that's instead of debt. That is in addition to paying off your debt. Because there's never a situation where you don't pay the debt back to invest. It's really it's the amount of the extra money that you're working with. If I have some extra $100 a month, $500 a month, whatever, I came into this lump sum of cash, what should I do with it? That's how you can do it. What do I do with my raise? I got a raise. Let me speak specifically to that, because that's what will contribute to your 401k. If I got a raise, do I use that money to go toward my 401k or pay off my debt? You want to use that money to increase your contributions to your 401k, especially if you're not putting in up to the match.
Otherwise, you're leaving money from the match. So remember, when you are thinking about what you will do with these additional dollars, we talked about whether or not you ought to pay off debt, whether or not you should invest, and your emergency fund, should you establish one if you don't already. Ultimately, again, it's about being intentional with your resources and remembering that building wealth, it isn't a sprint. It really is a marathon. It really is a marathon. No matter what you're doing, paying off the debt, saving, or investing, each step is moving you forward toward financial fulfillment. And that is our goal for you.
Absolutely. So as we wrap up today's episode, let's quickly recap the main points we discussed, because we covered a lot. So we just want to make sure that you got it. First, we explored the decision to pay off debt versus investing, a common dilemma for many of us. And we broke this down into two key factors, the rate of return and your emotional well-being around debt. Remember, high interest rate debts like credit cards, which often carry rates between 16 to 22%, in some instances, 27%. Should take priority in your payoff plan, because the cost of holding that debt far outweighs potential investment gains. And beyond just the numbers, how you feel about your debt matters too. So debt can be emotionally draining. And for some of you, the peace of mind that comes from being debt free may be worth more than any potential investment return.
Yes, yes.
Next, we touched on when investing may be the better option, particularly if you have low interest debts like mortgage and student loan. In some cases, focusing on investing can offer a greater long-term benefit, especially when you're talking about free money from your employer's 401k matching. If your employer offers this, you're essentially doubling your money just by contributing. It's an opportunity you don't want to pass up. And then lastly, we discussed the importance of your contingency or emergency fund, opportunity fund, exit strategy fund, whatever you want to call it. No matter where you are on your financial journey, having a solid emergency fund is essential. So ask yourself, if an emergency happened today, are you prepared to handle it? Having your contingency fund established with your living expenses saved can give you the confidence to face the unexpected without derailing your financial goals.
Yes.
So whether you choose to prioritize debt repayment, invest, or build up your savings, the decision is uniquely yours. Why? Because it is your unique path to financial fulfillment. So we encourage you to take a moment to review your financial situation and then prayerfully ask, what's my next best step? And that's a perfect segue into our wisdom from the word.
Wisdom from the word. Wisdom from the word. Now, you all know we always have to bring you the wisdom of the word. Proverbs 21 and 5. The message says, careful planning puts you ahead in the long run. Hurry and scurry puts you further behind. Careful planning puts you ahead in the long run. Hurry and scurry puts you further behind. Now, this scripture reminds us of the importance of being intentional and thoughtful with our financial decisions. Mm-hmm. Whether we're paying off debt, investing, or saving for a rainy day, our diligence and careful planning is going to lead us toward abundance. So let this be an encouragement as you navigate your own financial journey. When you invite God into your decision-making process, seeking His guidance and wisdom, yes, you are more likely to make choices that not only honor Him, but also set you up for long-term success. Mm. The decisions you make today lay the foundation for the wealth we build tomorrow, not just financially, but spiritually as well. Now, I want to say that again because it's really important. The decisions we make today lay the foundation for the wealth we build tomorrow, not just financially. It's not just financially, but spiritually as well.
I love it.
Yes.
It's so true.
It so is.
So pause and reflect on that. And ultimately, the decision is yours. You are the expert in your life, and you know how your debt load makes you feel, having a emergency savings or lack thereof makes you feel, and moving forward in your investments, you know how that makes you feel. So ask God, what's your next best step?
Plus, it's keeping you in relationship with Him, because you're keeping Him. Wisdom-led decisions.
Yes.
You're earnestly seeking Him.
Come on, your steward
practicing
identity.
Practicing your steward identity.
That's it. That's it.
Oh, yeah.
So we hope you enjoyed this episode of Wealth and Wisdom Together. And our end goal for you is to activate the power of your steward identity as you discover your unique path to financial fulfillment, trusting God, trusting yourself, and trusting the process. Bye for now, and continue walking in wealth and wisdom together.
Hey, family, if you would like to support us, please make sure to hit the subscribe button so you won't miss any future episode. And if you found this episode valuable, please share it with your friends and family on social media.
Don't forget to follow and like us on Instagram and Facebook at Wealth Wisdom Together. Your support means the world to us and helps us to continue to provide great content for you. Thank you for listening, and look forward to another great episode next week.